I didn't want to say anything until you were ready to tell me, but you seem upset. Is everything okay? I noticed it at dinner earlier. You seemed kind of out of it. Yeah. You were uncharacteristically quiet. You were too moody, and now you've been tossing and turning in bed for the past half hour or so. No. No, I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm just worried about you. You see, you usually tell me right away if something is up, so I waited. But you chose not to say anything. Please tell me, sweetheart. Is anything bothering you? You don't want to tell me? You silly. Come here. Move closer to me in bed. Let's snuggle. Rest your head on my chest, just how you like it. I can play with your hair too. There you go. There you go. Now just let me put my arms around you. I just want to hug you very, very tightly all the time. You feel so good against me. How about some forehead kisses? Would that make you feel better? Feeling better? Yeah? Okay. Come on, honey. Tell me what's wrong. I'll be here to listen when you're ready. You don't have to worry. We have all night to talk about it. I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead. Really? Hang on, honey. Do you want to talk about this more? Are you sure it's okay? Or would you like to be distracted from it and we can deal with it later? Because it's a Friday, it's the weekend. We're both too wired to sleep, and we can do something else if you like. Whatever you want. You want to talk about it more? Okay. That's good too. I'm always here to listen to you. Just wanted to make sure if you were okay with it. Alright. Let's see. Is this the same coworker you've been ranting to me about lately? It is. Okay. And the one who has been giving you hell for no apparent reason? Thought so. Yeah, thought so. God. They sound like such a piece of work. Some people really have nothing better to do, don't they? They're probably so jealous of you because you're so good at what you do. Why didn't you tell me about this earlier, sweetie? I can tell it's been eating at you. You do know you can tell me anything, right? You didn't want to tell me because you're worried you've been ranting too much? And that it would ruin the mood and stress me out as well. Look, honey. You can be so silly sometimes. Here. We're a couple, okay? This is what couples do. They fix their problems together and help each other whenever the other one is in need. Besides, you're my sweetheart. I can always tell when something is wrong, no matter how hard you try to hide it. I just know you too well after all this time. That's just how it is, you know? Okay. I'm gonna ask you a favor, okay? So, next time, don't worry and just tell me what's on your mind, okay? You're not a burden. You'll never be. You can talk to me about whatever problem you think you might have. I love you so very much. Come here. Let me kiss you, okay? Come here. Alright. And about that toxic coworker. Having haters suck. Especially in the workplace when things are supposed to be professional. It sucks, but that's how it is. And hard workers like you are often the victim of something like this. You don't deserve this. You work too hard to get where you're at. Just the thought of it is making me so mad. I can tell you to stop feeling upset. After all, being upset won't do anything. I can tell you this, though, that feeling sad is exactly what they want you to feel. They're trying to get in your head and make you feel down. And if you let it get to you, you're letting them win, basically. you know? But none of those would solve anything. It's not your fault. None of this is your fault. Your coworker is just a jerk. It's as simple as that. And sometimes that's just the way things are. Yeah, it's sad, but not everyone in the world is nice, you know? Can't please everyone, after all. I'm sorry you have to take the brunt of it. You deserve so much better than this, honey. But we both know the real world isn't always playing fair. I won't tell you to stop feeling upset. I won't tell you to suppress your emotions. I won't tell you to just ignore what your coworker is doing or saying like it's the easiest thing in the world. You already know that. You'd have done that if it were so easy. Well, I don't claim to be an expert on these things, but based on experience, I know that sometimes you just need to let things be. You just need to let the emotions wash over you for a bit. Let it out. And feel the emotion, feel the hurt, just let it happen. As long as you don't let it take over you. Because sometimes you just need to feel what you're feeling. You don't need to feel guilty about having those emotions. It's normal. It's okay to be upset. It's perfectly okay. I know I can't say anything to make the bad feelings completely disappear, but I'll be here with you. I'll embrace you, hold your hand, stay with you through it all. I'm right here with you, honey. Always. Look at you, you sweet, adorable thing. Why are you crying? You like what I said, didn't you? I must be so good at this then. Another forehead kiss for you. It's okay. Cry it out if it makes you feel better. I'm right here. I'll be here for you always. You're doing so well, honey. You're doing such an amazing job. You're welcome. You don't have to thank me. I love you so much. Okay? Nothing can change that. You want to just stay like this until we fall asleep? Yeah? Okay. I love you, sweetie. I love you so much.